Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Charlie's Podcast. This is going to be one of several episodes that are going to go along. So, follow me into the rabbit hole. Now, I've used to talk a lot about pedophilia, anything that's related to conspiracy theories, anything. Now, we're going to go one by one. Everything is going to go one by one. There's going to be four parts in this, which are likely to be 10 minutes long, informing us about the conspiracy theories that are quote-unquote that have been to be said false. But how can you prove a conspiracy theory is false without proving it that it's right first? Now, the other thing is, why do politicians lie to our faces and bring out false promises that they can't complete, that they know they're not going to be able to fulfill to the people? It's all about manipulation. It's all about manipulating you and getting into your head and not letting you grab power. It's all about misplacement and mistrusting the people. Now, the thing is, when you have tiny little ants, we're tiny little ants right now, and you bring them together, they form a big colony. That big colony could possibly overrun you. They could possibly overtake you. That's why they want to keep us sublime, and they want us to keep us brain controlled into thinking that, oh, obviously we can't do anything. Well, there we go. That's how they're going to get to you people. And it's a matter of time when they start controlling us. Now, MK Ultra is and was founded by the US military, by the CIA, and a branch in the government, in the military, which I will not state what branch it was from. But MK Ultra is basically a mind control part into the Secret Service, not Secret Service, one of the branches in the military and CIA. Now, they researched how to control your mind. And that's where you have not electrocutions, but big things like mental electrocution. They electrocute you from your body, from your toes down to your head, and they specifically do this for them to try to have some control over you, which in that case many people did, or they got in their heads. They also used LSD, which is a type of drug, which many people do nowadays. LSD is a compound which has some little thing that when you are requested to do something, you automatically do it. In that sense, LSD is a very powerful drug. The CIA has been founding they have been founding, and they need money. These projects take up a lot of money, and as we know, many people have suffered from the MK Ultra things. There was one person that went into a room and that they didn't stab her. They injected her with some type of drug. They don't know what drug it was and what it did to her. But what she recalls is that it basically put her to sleep. It put her to sleep and she couldn't do anything about it. She was paralyzed. She was dragged down into a staircase, into a little room, where she was obligated to do certain stuff. Now, It was her own fault for putting herself out there towards the military and telling them, yes, I want to be a part of this. Yes, I want to let you experiment with my body. Yes, I want you to do these things that you're trying to find for our sake. Now, it could be against, it could be used against us. MK Ultra's big project could be used against us. Now, if it is used against us, it's likely to be used in a very, very prolific and horrible manner that many politicians have said that, I mean, not only politicians, I mean, people have been saying that MK Ultra is definitely real. I mean, you could see it. Mind control is certainly there. Now, talking about mind control, going through these stuff, finding out, I mean, it takes your own individual research to properly understand what is going on here. Many people don't ask themselves, why are we on this planet? Why us? Why us? Why always us? Why put us in this planet? Why did Jesus Christ, or whomever it was, whoever you believe was your creator, why did they put us in this earth? Why did they give us life? The human race has always asked why. Since you were a little kid. Maybe, I mean, I know I was annoying as a little kid, but my mother used to tell me, you would always ask why. And the same thing is with Peppa Pig's brother, George Pig. He always, there's one episode where he goes, why? And they tell him why. And then he asks, but why does that happen? And then they tell him, yes, this and this, this information, yes. And then he asks again, how or why? Basically, us as a human race, we're always supposed to question our vulnerabilities, always question everything. Question our governments, question our religion, question everything we've ever thought. Ladies and gentlemen, the history books aren't written well. The history books are only written to support the victors of any war. As World War II, who won? The United States, the Allies. We changed history. Our history books always have been telling us we were right for going into that war with them. We've always been right to go in war with them. The United States has had a propaganda machine in the late 1900s. It was in the early 1900s. And they stressed enough that the French were weak and insuperior just because the French didn't give us what we wanted. That's why we always see the French as people who are not strong and are vulnerable to anything. That's why we always say those people are the ones that lift the white flag before anyone else. Propaganda is a real thing. Barack Obama made a law which says that propaganda is now, or could now, be used in ordinary citizens, like in the U.S. Propaganda is one country's worst. It is a country's worst enemy. Propaganda is always going to stick with us. I mean, you see it in North Korea, you see it in any place in the world. Propaganda is basically there, in their face. Now, as we go through history, we would know that George H.W. Bush, which is George Sr., had a war. It was called the Gulf War. Basically, a war against Kuwait. I'm sorry, not Kuwait, but Saddam Hussein. Which Saddam Hussein invaded, quote-unquote, invaded Beirut. Which basically was the start of a war against them and against their government. Now, the one thing that I want you to keep on in mind is the United States always gets into wars where oil is in high altitudes in that region. I mean, yes, you can have war. They always say, war, we're going to liberate these people. Let's liberate them. But guess what? The United States only wants war to profit off of what is going on. So technically, the U.S. just looks for war as a profiting machine to make money off of it. And that's where this part ends. Part two. Now, in this section, there would be large amounts of evidence that is going on right now. Now, we are seeing a big coup d'etat against President Trump. His own people are saying, no, you have to surrender. You have to give Biden's transition team, you have to transition with them. You have to give them everything they need to transition. Now, there is a very key ally in the Trump administration that was in the meeting with all the advisors and everyone that said that Trump's own lawyers got in his face and told him how to run the United States of America. Trump is one of the nicest, he said. And I quote, he is one of the softest people I've ever met. Now, Donald Trump should stand up against Mark Meadows. Mark Meadows is the chief of the White House staff, basically. And Donald Trump wanted to make Sidney Powell the special counsel. He wanted to make her special counsel. And he said, yes. Yes, you can be Sidney Powell. You can be my special counsel. Mark Meadows was against the idea. Mark Meadows did not let her have top secret security clearance. Mark Meadows does not let anyone talk to the president anymore. He was saying that acquaintances can't even talk to the president anymore. No one talks to the president anymore because of how tight and secure, supposedly, he has to be. And this is all a tirade to get Trump to concede the race. It might look like that. Mark Meadows is a very, very small man compared to Donald J. Trump. I believe that Donald J. Trump was a gift sent from God, sending us a message. Prophet Kim gave a prophecy that Donald J. Trump was going to become president. And he did. He did, and then he said that Jesus was going to fool everyone. And everyone was going to be fooled by this president. Kim said that he was going to fool everyone. And that Donald Trump was going to do stupid things. He was going to stay stupid things, but the people were going to like him. But at the end of the day, Donald Trump was going to be a soft, nice guy. That's what Prophet Kim says. He also said that Trump will become the trumpet. I believe that Donald Trump already has become a trumpet for many people, signifying that Donald Trump has a large ambiance. Well, that's because he does. And the cabal don't want to see Donald Trump. And they don't want Donald Trump to win because they go down themselves. And it's unfortunate that Donald Trump may not win. It's unfortunate that Joe Biden, he works with the cabal. 93%, I'm 93% sure that Joe Biden works with the cabal, and he's a puppet. Most world leaders, ladies and gentlemen, are puppets for the cabal. They simply do things for the cabal and they say things for the cabal, just as the Canadian health minister said. She said, and I quote, "I only read the stuff that they give me so I can say." Then why the hell are you the medical expert in Canada? If you read what they're giving you, why are you the expert in Canadian medical, in the Canadian medical field? That was disgusting. And it was embarrassing for Canada. Justin Trudeau is working as well with the cabal. Justin Trudeau's friends, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, his friends are largely pedophiles. And people called him out on that. But, of course, nobody cares. Nobody puts an eye. Nobody is awoke. There are many people that are starting to wake up. And there are many people that are in denial about these things. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't believe it at first. But I started doing research and I started motivating myself to do research on this. And I found out that most of this stuff is true. Most of the stuff includes plans to depopulate the human race. There is a big stone, which is located in Georgia, which is called, I don't know what it's called, to be honest, ladies and gentlemen, but in case the world would cease to exist and a new civilization comes, then that civilization would have to read what is on the Georgia stone. What's on the Georgia stone is basically not like a testament, but a thing how to make a civilization get better or get a civilization to start working, just like the human race was. Fortunately, I'm here to say that those stones would not likely be used in the future. Hopefully, those stones won't have to be used in the future. Now, there's a big thing that we're going to talk about in this segment, part two. That thing is the U.S. military branch, one of the U.S. military branches, lost $6.5 trillion. How do you go on and lose $6.5 trillion? You're right. The U.S. military lost $6.5 trillion. Now, a lot of people were saying, I don't know if you've heard of this, the Chinese ghost towns that are being built around China that can house easily 2 million people. Now, those facilities can house 2 million people for a cost, only a little cost, of $5 billion, ladies and gentlemen. Now imagine $5 billion, and they have 23 of these cities. 23 cities in China for 2.5 million estimated people. Ghost cities, which cost $5 billion. Makes you wonder, where did they go? Every single branch in the military, ladies and gentlemen, has their own space force, per se. But Donald J. Trump made the sixth branch of the military, which is the Space Force, which are now going to be called the Guardians. The Guardians are truly majestic people. The Guardians are there for basically us. And this isn't a conspiracy theory no more. When the Israeli defense minister came out and said that there is a galactic federation. When you think of that, you quickly go to Star Wars and you think the Galactic Republic. If you think like me, you think the Galactic Republic. Now you start wondering, why did he say this? Why did he say this? Was he trying to be silenced? No. He said this because it is a very... There's things in this world we will never fully understand. Ladies and gentlemen, there are things in this world that we will truly never understand. Hopefully one day we do understand it. Most of these things that are being said by politicians that are false, illegitimate, are being said in the wrong way. These politicians don't care for ordinary people like you or me. They don't care if we would die just right off the bat. They wouldn't care. They wouldn't, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the truth. But in any case, $6.5 trillion gone. $6.5 trillion gone. Where did they go? Why aren't we seeing them? Where's the money? Show us the money. That's why people want to do an audit into them. They want to do an audit because they could possibly find where that money go or went. That money is not money that people just give away. It is taxpayers' money. And we have a right to know where this money went. Most of the money could have gone somewhere else. We don't know where it went. Now there's another conspiracy theory surrounding that there is a secret space force. A secret space force founded by the U.S. military in like space. And there is a conspiracy theory that we have space bases in the moon, in Venus, in Mars. But those space forces, I'm sorry, those space stations are not going to be known to the public yet. You wonder sometimes what is out there that they're not telling us. And unfortunately, they're not going to tell us. To anyone's disbelief, they're not going to tell us. Which is rather uncomfortable, not knowing what is out there and them not telling us. Then there is another conspiracy theory saying that there is a space force and that there is indeed that we have craft, reverse engineered aircraft that were given to us by extraterrestrials. Can you believe what a discovery that would be? That would be an amazing discovery. It would be sensational to know that the U.S. military or the U.S. government has this type of equipment. They don't disclose many things to us, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because they say that we're going to go bonkers once we see what is out there. What is disturbing is that they do this because, not because they are against us, but because supposedly they want to protect us. Protect us out of from what? Protect us from what, ladies and gentlemen? And that's the true thing. Protect us from what and why are you doing this is a main question. Ladies and gentlemen, follow me to part 3. Welcome to part 4. Today is December 26th, 2020, yesterday, there was a bombing in Nashville, Tennessee. An unfortunate series of events happened in Nashville, Tennessee. There is a conspiracy theory already going out that Dominion machines, which are the voting machines that you voted through on December 3rd or 4th, you voted through them, they were going to get audited, which means they were going to get looked at to see if any fraud or any changes happened into the system. Now, the RV exploded nearly at 6 a.m., my bad, 6 a.m. their time. Luckily, nobody was hurt severely. There was 3 people injured, and the news sources, big news sources, are claiming that there was human remains found at the site of the bombing. Now, this conspiracy theory is now saying that AT&T was going to look at them in their building, which is a big tower. The big tower with antennas in Nashville, where they had the machines, apparently. And the truck exploded 1 block away from that building. Now, the police have said that it was an intended act of terror against Nashville. So this is basically domestic terrorism. Or it could be international terrorism. But that RV doesn't explode by itself. There was vast devastation, apocalyptic scenes, and we've seen time and time again, coincidence are there. Coincidences are always there, and with conspiracy theories, it's always a coincidence that something happens because of the action of, per se, AT&T getting the contract to audit the Dominion machines. It's a big conspiracy theory at the moment. Now, the FBI and the ATF are now taking the case in Nashville, and they're going to keep on looking at it. But this event will always be known as the Nashville Christmas Day bombing. Thank God that Nashville PD was there and they took care of the situation. They told everyone to evacuate properly and promptly. In any case, we're going to get into the power pyramid, which is basically, the power pyramid is basically the Illuminati. We're going to start off from bottom to top of a power pyramid. Now, I can't get into many things. I won't get into the last five sections of the power pyramid. But we will get into a lot of these in here. Now, at the bottom, at the base, you have the step slaves, which is billions of people. Billions and billions of people. Step slaves are birth, schools, which we've seen that schools manipulate your children and change their mindset and way of living. Labor, taxes, which aren't taught in school. Debt and retirement. Those are debt slaves. Coming in at the second part of the pyramid, the government, the Secret Service, police, military, the courts, the prisons. That's one of 3 in the power pyramid right there. The government is basically a controlled area which keeps its citizens controlled under a wide, vast majority. Now, we go to the second one in that power pyramid. The media controls the elite's message to the masses. We are the masses. The media are ABC, Fox, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, whatever you want to see. Now, the third one is education. The status, Acadia, as they like to call it. Which, education is basically controlling your children, basically. that's why most people won't get a job as, per se, let's say, a senator. Many people won't get a job as a senator. Let's go on. Those two tiers that I just mentioned are population control. Now, we're going to the world resource control. The world resource control is controlled by various corporations, including McDonald's, Windows, Visa, which is the banks, Apple, Nike, Adidas, Walmart, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, anything, ExxonMobil. Those corporations are the world's resource control. If they wanted right now, they could take out every single Walmart, every single McDonald's, and stop. The world financial control is going to the tip of the big, big control. Tax revenue, central banks, the interest revenue. Those are the world financial control. Tax revenue. Let me tell you a fun fact here. Let me ask you a question first. Do you guys know if income tax is basically legal or illegal? Income tax is illegal, ladies and gentlemen. Income tax has always been illegal. Now, the central banks, we know what family controls those central banks, which is the Rothschilds. They own every single, or almost every single bank, if not every single bank, in any country's bank system. Now, interest revenue. Interest revenue is basically what they get, the money that they get in return from you buying all these stuff. Now, those are called think tanks. They are thinking of what the next, let's say, thing to put on your brain, the next thing, the next Louis Vuitton that we could possibly sell to you. The subliminal person. These people have thought of everything. These people have always been thinking of everything. And you are basically a slave. Now, there's a conspiracy theory involving Donald J. Trump and QAnon. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Saying that he is our basic savior. And that he will restore democracy in our country. And will bring us world peace. I don't want to believe in that theory. I want to, and I don't want to at the same time. QAnon is basically overrated. In my opinion, QAnon may be real, maybe not. But QAnon shouldn't be widely regarded as a credible source of information. Yes, there's been people saying that there's two commanders in the military, which are two Lyrian commanders, which are extraterrestrials. I don't want to say that's real or not. And that they're helping Donald J. Trump against the Dracoids, which are reptilians who were put on this earth to do harm to people, which are basically the Cabal. The Lyrian commanders are here to help Donald J. Trump and basically liberate the human race. That's what one basic theory is. Do I believe in conspiracy theories? Yes and no. Conspiracy theories are said by our government to be false. But false in the way that the government doesn't want you to know. what's real and what's fake. In any case, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you had a great Christmas. And remember, do your own credible research that you think is appropriate and that will come out of the light. In any case, ladies and gentlemen, have a great day. This was Charlie's Podcast. Hope to see you again in the next one.